إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a meter. He gave us a means of assessing the effectiveness of our ibadah. Whether our ibadah is accepted, not accepted, whether it is effective, not effective. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Kabut, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily the salah, the prayer separates you from the fahushat and munkarat, from the shameless things and from the things which are actions of disobedience. So fahushat wal munkarat. إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر. I remind myself and you that it is necessary for us to take stock of our lives, because one of the ways, one of the very effective ways in which shaitan deceives is by convincing us that as long as we are praying, as long as we are giving charity, as long as we are spending some money in good causes, what we do with the rest of our lives is okay. It's immaterial. As long as I'm giving charity, I can do something else. As long as I give some money to the masjid or madrasa or something, then I can have some haram in my business. All of this. So we see this quite a lot. People who spend in the path of Allah, people who are do charitable work. But if you look at their lives, then you have all kinds of things. So therefore, it's very important for us to look at our own lives and say, my charity, my salah and so forth, my fasting, is it effective? Is it helping me? Is it something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept? With regard to fasting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, what is the purpose of fasting? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, that you become people of taqwa. So if you find that you are fasting but there is no increase in taqwa, the same kind of behavior which is a sign of lack of taqwa, then we have to seriously question whether the fasting is, if it is fasting or starving, because then they are not the same. And similarly, if we say that, I'm saying my prayers 5 times, but you find that in our lives we have, I'm not even talking about, drinking and fornication and so forth, but even things like, for example, in our meetings and so on, gatherings, we are spending a lot of time talking about other people, which can be ghibat depending on what you are saying. Now, then we have to question and say that my salah is supposed to save me and protect me from these things, but I find that I am also indulging in these things, then what is my salah worth? Now, obviously, the answer to that is not to say stop praying. The answer is to improve the quality of the salah and to continue to monitor yourself and say that this is what my salah is supposed to do. And therefore, if I pay no attention to it, then my salah is just exercise, just like yoga, maybe getting up and sitting down. That does not help. It's not ibadah. So that's very important for us. Allah gave us this meter where He said, Inna salata tanha anil fahshay wal munkar. And as I explained, we can use the other ibadah also to see how they show the ibadah itself. Our behavior in the rest of our lives shows how well our ibadah is accepted, or whether Allah Alam, may Allah protect us from that it is not accepted. So therefore, it's very, very important to keep taking stock and to keep asking ourselves and to make the changes in our lives. The very important thing is to monitor our lives and say, what changes am I making? A very simple thing to assess is to say, in the last 1 month, in the last 3 months, how much of Quran did I memorize? What I did not know before, did I memorize? How many ayah? One ayah, two ayah, 10 ayah, one page, whatever. So very clearly monitor yourself and say, what did I, how much more did I memorize? Another thing is to say, how much more of the Quran do I understand? So maybe I used to read without understanding, now I have a little more understanding because I'm spending some time. This is only one example, but this is the way we need to monitor our lives and from time to time and say, what did I do? Very important to do this in a structured and in a systematic manner, because unless you bring this into your life and say every month, every Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, every day take your hisab. Every evening, every night before you go to sleep, take your hisab. And in another quote, Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab said, take your hisab before your hisab is taken. And that's what will happen when we die. We go before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our hisab will be taken. And that's why the advice to say, take your hisab before your hisab is taken. Because if we take our hisab, then inshallah we have a chance of correcting whatever deficiencies there might be. But if you just live a life of forgetfulness, a life of ignorance, then that obviously not only does it not help, but it's also harmful. So I remind myself and you that let us take our own hisab. Let us ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection from evil. Let us ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help to do that which is beneficial for us, and to ensure that we never deliberately do anything which is disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Because the time will come, and that time comes to everybody, where we have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then we will be called to account. We don't want to put ourselves in a position when we are not able to answer, or where we are in trouble. I ask Allah to make it easy for us to obey Him and to open the doors for His obedience and His and the barakah and nur of that obedience, and to save us from ourselves and from our own sins and our four wasabis, and from save us from shaitan. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.